Home food preservation is becoming more and more popular. So how do you get started with dehydrating your food? Hello, I'm Julie Harker with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Canning is one way, freezing another way to preserve foods for longer periods of time, but drying them out is another. Vera Massey with the University of Missouri Extension says a common way is with a countertop dehydrator.
One of the challenges that you have with some dehydrators, if they are the vertical airflow type, which are the type where the trays stack upward, and you can usually purchase additional trays, so you could have a 3-tray dryer up to maybe a 6 or 8, that heating element and fan are at the base of the dehydrator. So a disadvantage of that type of dehydrator would be that things at the bottom closest to the heating element dry the quickest. And so you're going to need to be pretty careful about moving those trays regularly so that you get more even drying.
The other type of dehydrator has horizontal airflow.
These are usually look sort of like little cabinets with trays that slide in, and the heating element and the fan are actually located on the back side of the dehydrator. And so in that way, you get better heat distribution and things dry a little more evenly.
Dehydrating can take anywhere from 5 to 15 hours. I'm Julie Harker.